DeepEnglish.com.
Free falling.
Past perfect. In early January of 1972, Julianne Koepke was lying in a hospital bed in Lima, Peru. Just a couple of weeks before, her plane had been struck by a bolt of lightning and had broken apart in midair. A couple of weeks before, what had happened to the airplane on which Julianne was a passenger? Her plane had been struck by a bolt of lightning and had broken apart in midair. She had fallen over 3,000 meters through the sky and had landed on the floor of the Amazon jungle, still strapped to her seat from the airplane. How many meters had Julianne fallen through the sky? She had fallen over 3,000 meters through the sky. And where had she landed? She had landed on the floor of the Amazon jungle, still strapped to her seat from the airplane. The absence of the other two passengers in the three-bank seat had caused a helicopter effect, similar to the seeds of maple trees that spin to the ground in the late summer. What had caused the helicopter effect, similar to the seeds of maple trees that spin to the ground in the late summer? The absence of the other two passengers in the three-bank seat had caused a helicopter effect. An updraft of wind from the storm had slowed her descent, while the jungle canopy had broken her fall. Had an updraft of wind from the storm sped up her descent? No, an updraft of wind from the storm had slowed her descent. And what had the jungle canopy done to her fall? The jungle canopy had broken her fall. She had suffered a broken collarbone and had received a large gash in her right arm. Also, her right eye had swollen shut. Had Julianne suffered a swollen collarbone? No, she had suffered a broken collarbone. And what other injuries had Julianne sustained? She had received a large gash in her right arm. Also, her right eye had swollen shut. She was the only passenger who had survived the fall. Had any other passengers survived the fall from the sky? No, they hadn't. Julianne was the only passenger who had survived the fall. From that point, Julianne had decided to make her way through the dense rainforest in search of help. Her only source of food had been a bag of sweets she had found on the ground from another passenger. What had Julianne decided to do from that point? She had decided to make her way through the dense rainforest in search of help. And had her only source of food been a bag of peanuts? No, her only source of food had been a bag of sweets she had found on the ground from another passenger. She had wandered painfully onward through the forest. Eventually, she had found a small creek. Had she wandered peacefully onward through the forest? No, she had wandered painfully onward through the forest. And what had she eventually found? She had eventually found a small creek. At that moment, she had remembered what her father, a biologist, had told her years before about following water to civilization. Had her father been a chemist? No, her father had been a biologist. She had decided to take his advice and follow the stream. She had hoped that it would lead her to safety. What had Julianne decided to do? She had decided to take his advice and follow the stream. She had hoped that it would lead her to safety. Down the stream and to a river she had stumbled for days. Along the way she had braved poisonous snakes. She had tolerated biting insects, and she had avoided piranhas and crocodiles. Had Julianne braved poisonous spiders? No, she had braved poisonous snakes. Had she eaten insects? No, she had tolerated insects. And had she swum with piranhas and crocodiles? No, she hadn't. She had avoided piranhas and crocodiles. Maggots had infested her arm and had begun eating her flesh. Hunger and thirst had overwhelmed her and had caused her to drink from the stream. What had infested Julianne's arm and begun eating her flesh? Maggots had infested her arm and begun eating her flesh. And what had overwhelmed her and caused her to drink from the stream? Hunger and thirst had overwhelmed her and had caused her to drink from the stream. Meanwhile, the harsh sun had given her second-degree burns on her skin. What had given her second-degree burns on her skin? The harsh sun had given her second-degree burns on her skin. By the 10th day, she had barely been able to stand. Finally, she had come across some loggers. At first, they had thought she was a mythical water goddess. What had Julianne come across by the 10th day? She had come across some loggers by the 10th day. And what had the loggers thought she was? They thought she was a mythical water goddess. However, they had quickly tended to her wounds and had helped her back to the safety of the city. Had the loggers quickly tended to her wounds? Yes, the loggers had quickly tended to her wounds. And had they helped her back to the crash site? No, they had helped her back to the safety of the city. When she finally had arrived back in Lima, she had been admitted to the hospital, where she was lying in early January of 1972. When Julianne finally had arrived back in Lima, where had she been admitted? When she finally had arrived back in Lima, she had been admitted to the hospital, where she was lying in early January of 1972.